We're here at day two of the Virginia Film Festival. We're talking to Randall Stith, the director of, tell me again.
Visual and Broadcast Communications.
Visual Broadcast Communications at Virginia Tech. And you've been here to introduce a couple of films, and you just came off of a film. Can you talk about that?
Yes, I was just over in the Regal, and I introduced Burning in the Sun, which is a documentary made in Mali in West Africa. It was interesting to me because I was a Peace Corps volunteer in Mali many years ago, and I've recently worked on videos myself in Senegal, which is right next to Mali, shooting, so I'm familiar with all that. And so it was of interest to me, and it was one I wanted to introduce, and it was a very good film. I enjoyed it very much. It was a documentary about a man who returns to Mali and wants to start a solar panel business.
Very interesting. And how was the audience?
It was a good size audience. I mean, here we are. It's just Friday midday, and there were lots and lots of people there, and they were very interested in this is part of the Sustainability Matters part of the festival.
I think one of the reasons people keep returning to the Virginia Film Festival is not only the opportunity to see films that you might not be able to get to see otherwise, but to hear people who are experts in their field, you know, introduce them and sometimes have panels afterwards and talk about them. And you introduced another film last night.
This last night I introduced Billy Wilder's The Apartment. In 1960, that was part of the Six from 60 series, and Billy Wilder won three Oscars for that, the screenwriting, the directing, and since he was a producer, he got the best picture for that. So that was fun to see. It was fun to see in CinemaScope, you know? That's
yes,
one thing
on
about
the
festival,
screen.
Being able to see these old movies up on the widescreen, the way they were originally shot, it makes a huge difference.
And that was, of course, a classic with Jack Lemmon and Shirley MacLaine and
Fred McMurray. Yeah. Fred McMurray was, right before they started filming, the person who was to play that role passed away. So Billy Wilder went back and asked Fred McMurray if he would do it. But by this time, because he'd done such a great job in Double Indemnity.
Right. Two of his best films right there.
And but Fred McMurray, by this time, had a contract with Disney, and he said, oh, man, I don't want to do this and be this cad in this movie because my fans won't like it. And it was also right before he started the My Three Sons TV series. Mm-hmm. But he did a great job being more or less the villain in that movie.
Yeah, I know. As someone who grew up with Fred McMurray as on My Three Sons and the many Disney films he did, The Absent-Minded Professor and the other, it was a shock to me to go back as an adult and look back on some of his films like Double Indemnity and like The Apartment, where you know he had chops.
Yeah, and then of course Jack Lemmon in that film, Billy Wilder compared Lemmon. He thought he was like Charlie Chaplin, and he used him in seven different films. He directed him. And he just did a great job in this film. And supposedly, you know, right the year before he'd done Some Like It Hot, Jack Lemmon said that Wilder had promised him a good film. If he would do this film in drag for the entire film, then he'd promise him a good role in his film after that. And they wrote that part specifically for Jack Lemmon in The Apartment.
Yeah, and it was a great role for him. He was such an amazing physical comedian. And again, he had such a long career. You know, worked right up until a very old age that we forget just how funny and how physical he could be when he was a young man.
Right, and it was a good, it was comedy with kind of sadness at the center. And, you know, lots of times when I introduce these films, I've been doing this for 15 years, I guess, or 16 years here at the festival. Always look forward to it. But I think it's important for audiences on some of these older films to see how it fits into film history or what the atmosphere was like when it came out. And The Apartment, when it came out, you know, it dealt with adultery, and these were things that really weren't talked about in the movies in those days because of the production code. And Billy Wilder had the idea for this after he saw Noel Coward's Brief Encounter. He said, you know, it'd be kind of neat to make a movie about the guy who owns the apartment and has to go back to the warm bed that's been left by two lovers. Mm-hmm. So he had to wait about 10 years, and finally he could make this in 1960, because with the code, you know, you couldn't mention drug use, you couldn't even use the word pregnant in a script.
Right.
So times were different, and I think it's important for audiences to realize that. And so when this came out, you know, it got some great reviews, but it also had some controversial reviews. It was a Saturday Review. Hollis Albert said that it was a dirty fairy tale. You know, these kinds of things don't happen in America. So that's always interesting.
Well, there was a scene I remember with Jack Lemmon and an overly excitable bottle of eye drops, as I recall.
Yes.
That you know, you can't miss what's actually happening in that scene.
And they tried to shoot it with the eye drops, and when he squeezes a bottle and it comes out, and it didn't work, so they put milk in it so you could see it. It would show up on screen. So.
Well, so are you off the clock? Do you have any more films that you're going to be introducing today?
I'm off the clock at the moment. I've done these two films so far for the festival, but I have passes to see seven more films. So I get to see nine films in a couple days, and it's just a wonderful opportunity here at the festival.
Well, I won't ask you to run through all nine, but what's the next film that you're most excited about seeing?
Well, last night I saw 127 Hours, and
right.
It was really fun to see that in a packed theater with college students. And
10 o'clock film that sold out.
And the, you know, you could just, people would jump all at the same time and they would cover their eyes all at the same time. It was just an amazing film. And I have a son, I have two sons who graduated from UVA actually, but one of them is a real outdoors guy, and I'm going to tell him he's got to
see
that film
before he goes hiking again.
He's going to love it.
Yes.
And so from here, I'm going back to where I just was and see Primary, mm-hmm. documentary mm-hmm. from 60. And then see Freedom Riders tonight. That'll be good. Tomorrow, of course. Tomorrow I want to see Peter Bogdanovich. It's just going to be a great couple days.
Great. Well, I'm glad that we're giving you this opportunity to see all these great films, and thankful that you were able to come here and introduce them and share some of your expertise and give us a few minutes.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.